And this morning's reading, you'll find it on page 1064 in your Bibles. It's John's Gospel, chapter 2, starting at the beginning. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons, probably about 75 to 115 litres. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He didn't realize where it had come from, though the servants who'd drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you've saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Carol. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that you will speak to us through this first miraculous sign that you did, and help us to know why it's important for us. Amen. So, we're thinking about journeying with Jesus. That's the new sort of thing that we've started, and we start with a celebration at a wedding. Now, it wasn't Jesus' wedding. In fact, we don't know whose wedding it was. Some people say all sorts of things, but basically I think we don't know. But it doesn't matter. But it was the beginning of when people started to wonder who Jesus was, believe who he was, even get annoyed with who he was. It was the beginning of his work on earth. Now, we might think a wedding is a big affair, and if you've had to organise one, it is a big affair. Well, it can be. It takes a lot of organising. That's nothing. In Jesus' time, a wedding was like a week long. The whole family and the brothers and the sisters and the aunts and the second cousins once removed, and everybody was involved. It was a huge, joyous affair. Eating, drinking, music, dancing, games. In a small village like Cana, everybody would have been there. And then some other people as well. I mean, Jesus and his mum, Mary, they were in Nazareth, which was a few kilometres away, I think. So, Mary and Jesus was there with everybody else. Jesus was there with Mary, but where was Joseph, his dad? We don't know. John doesn't tell us. He might have been off with the other men doing man talk, you know, the price of sandpaper or something. But it doesn't matter. He might have died. John doesn't think it's important. He doesn't tell us. So the wedding would have been in preparation for about a year. The brides, they think they organise everything, but in those times, the groom would have had to have organised something. Hey. But he had to organise everything, probably build a house. You can, you know, you just don't go down the road to whoever sells houses. You probably had to build it, maybe put it on as a side to somebody else's. Had to prepare everything for his wife and his family to be. It was huge, and it was his chance to show to everyone how he's going to provide for his family, how he's going to provide for his bride. And it was really important to be hospitable, to be generous. Big thing. Who was Mary? Maybe Mary was somebody important in that family because she picks up on the disaster before the other people realise. She goes, Jesus, they've got no more wine. It was 3 days into the wedding celebrations and they'd run out of wine. No supermarkets, no Deliveroo, no corner shop. There was no wine left. And if this news got out amongst the guests, it would be social ruin for the groom, even for his whole family. Hugely embarrassing. Here he was showing how he's going to look after his bride, and he hadn't prepared properly. People would talk about him for years. Mary understood this. And she said to Jesus, they have no more wine. Now, I love this bit. It's so human. Because you know when you get to a certain age where you are grown up, just about, but your mom still thinks that she's your mom. Well, that's where Jesus was here. But although you are grown up, the idea of actually doing a job is a bit daunting. You're actually quite enjoying being a student without that work responsibility. Well, that's where Jesus is. But Jesus knows that as soon as he starts his job, it will, in the end, and not a normal lifetime away, it will lead to his death. So far, no one knows who he is, apart from being Mary's son. They don't understand who he is. That's why he says, my hour has not come. But Mary knows who he is. She was there when the angel told her she would have a son. She was there when the shepherds came and said, oh, the angels have just told us about your son. She was there when the magi came to see her son as the king of the Jews. And she knows it's time for him to get to work. So, as his mom, she took charge. And she said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. So, Jesus did have compassion on the groom to save his embarrassment. But even more than that, he did accept that it was time for him to start his work on earth. So there were 6 big jars for water. It's a bit wide volume here, but they don't really tell us. So I've gone for the volume in the middle, 100 litres. Let's say there were 100 litres. I don't know how big 100 litres is. Sort of big. And there were 6 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 big jars of water. Well, they weren't full yet, but 6 big jars. Now, what have I got? That's 2 litres. It's not 2-point-anything litres. It is 2 litres. So, mathematicians. I have one sitting in front of me. 2 litres. How many of these do we need to fill 100-litre jar? So, to fill 6... So, I heard it up there somewhere. 300. So it was 300 times that. I have water. Jesus said, fill the jars. I've got two. I'm not going to fill 300. If you're going to a caravan or anything like that, you know how long it takes to fill 40 litres. Well, that's enough of that. Imagine it's full. There you go. Imagine it's full. So, Jesus said, where are we? Fill them with water and it will turn, it turned into wine. Now, what I want to know is another thing that John doesn't tell us. Was it white wine? Or was it red wine? We don't know. It's just water and juice. It's actually water and food colouring. Because you know, you've spotted, I'm not Jesus. And this is not wine. And I don't recommend you drink it because you will end up a really funny colour. John, the writer, doesn't tell us whether it was white wine or red wine because it doesn't matter. The important thing is it was wine. And then they said, okay, take it to the master of the ceremonies, take it to the guy who's, you know, the head waiter sort of person. And he tasted it. And he said it was the best wine, not the cheap wine, but the best wine. Imagine what the servants must have been thinking. They were the ones who did all the sloshing around with the water, putting it into the jars that were supposed to be for washing. And here's the master of the ceremony, of the banquet, saying it's the best wine. So all ended well for the bridegroom. Disaster was averted, and he was even praised for serving the best wine last. We don't know who the bridegroom was. We don't know who the bride was. As far as we know, we never see them again. I mean, we might. We don't know. We do hear about Jesus. It would have started with the servants telling the other servants, and more people would hear, and they would tell more people, and soon everyone was talking about Jesus, Mary's son, who could make that ordinary water become the finest wine. That was the beginning of Jesus' journey, the start of his work on earth. Because more than a miracle, it was a sign. It was a picture to explain who he was and what he was all about. It was on the third day. Does that sound familiar? Everything happens on the third day. It was the bridegroom's job to provide the wine. And in the end, Jesus has provided the wine. And he's showing that he is the bridegroom. Nothing to do with that wedding, but for his people. All people of all time. That's us. Remember we looked at Revelation some time ago? It's the last book of the Bible. It's got some very different stuff going on in it. And in great symbolic ways, it talks about the wedding of Jesus and his people. Jesus being the bridegroom for his bride, the church. That's us. And Jesus has provided the wine, 300 of those, far more than they would have actually needed. The Jewish people, they celebrated everything with wine. Not a lot has changed. You couldn't have a celebration without wine. It was just unthinkable. If there wasn't wine, there was no celebration. Jesus is showing there is joy, plenty. The celebrations will carry on. There is far more wine than is needed. And it's not that, you know, that cheap stuff that tastes lovely when you're somewhere hot and somewhere far away. And you say, oh, yes, we'll take that home. Oh, when you get home, ugh, it's not the same. But Jesus is the best that there is, the best wine, the best celebration, the best from the ordinary. What did I do with the ordinary jug? The washings jug. Ordinary water sloshed around in big jars. So whenever we're feeling a bit ordinary, a bit not special, those are exactly the qualities that Jesus can deal with. He can take the ordinary and create something truly extraordinary. But the first thing that started it all off, the first thing that made it all possible, was Mary said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And they did. Must have seemed ridiculous. Get the washing pots, fill them with water, because we've run out of wine. But they did what he said, and they were the first people to see the miraculous sign of Jesus' time on earth, journey with Jesus. It's a series of talks, a series that we're going to be doing on Sundays, but more than that, it can be our own journey with him in our life. It doesn't matter what sort of a person we are. It doesn't matter whether it's red wine or white wine. It doesn't matter where we're sitting in church, really. Some things don't matter. What does matter is going on the journey with him. Jesus can do extraordinary things with the ordinary. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for doing these, what almost seem really ridiculous things, that have got such a powerful message behind them. And we pray that we can understand that message, and that you filter through into our everyday, ordinary lives, so that you can do extraordinary things with us. Amen.